Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is On the Record, which means we are being hosted by O'Brien and Levine, Court Reporting Solutions, and we're here all week long, and my co-host is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Hi, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you. Just a lot of fun, a lot of great guests, and it's an honor.
Great. And I'm Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show and also chairman of the board of Mage LLC. If you have an entrepreneur that you're interested in, or you are an entrepreneur and you're interested in yourself, connect with me on LinkedIn, Jeffrey Davis. And our next guest, a law firm that I've heard many stories about from an old buddy of mine, but not you. I'm just meeting you for the first time. It's Bob Kaler from Holland & Knight. Welcome, Bob.
Welcome, Bob.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Now, Bob, you have a pretty interesting practice. A lot of complexity to it, doesn't it?
Yes, I would say it does.
So why don't you explain it to us?
Well, I'm a trial and appellate lawyer in a large national law firm with some international offices. And I am a member of the bar in Massachusetts, New York, and the District of Columbia. And I do trial and appellate work mainly in the financial services and securities area, the intellectual property and trade secrets area, the engineering and construction area on very large projects, and in the general area of competition law, which encompasses trademarks and advertising and the rules by which competitors are governed.
Wow, those are like the hot areas right now. I mean, everything. I mean, from in terms of construction, in terms of between IP, financial services, and what's going on in Wall Street. Tell us more about how you balance these type of areas and your role in these areas.
Well, the type of work that I like to do is jury trial work and appeals, even though they're fairly different. So, a lot of times the nature of the practice has to cover a number of different areas if you want to spend most of your time doing trial or appellate work. And so I have an interest in engineering work from school and an interest in financial services and securities work as a result of working with a number of good lawyers when I was a young lawyer in that area. And intellectual property, of course, and patents is something driven by client needs. And a lot of smaller companies that are just starting up and developing new technologies have a need to protect that kind of property. And so we naturally get involved in disputes in those types of situations. And competition law is sort of an offshoot of the same kind of thing.
You know, it's interesting when they describe this type of litigation, they say complex litigation. All these areas, though, you have to have a big brain to be able to understand the material. I mean, financial services litigation with the securities litigation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that practice?
You can think on a complex level versus big brain.
Right. I mean, to get your arms around a lot of the IP litigation and the financial services litigation.
It's not an easy field.
It's not easy.
No, I mean, I don't have any bigger brain than anyone else, I don't think, but it's the one thing that I like to do is practice across a number of different areas rather than simply focus on one particular area, partly because juries walking into the courtroom don't know what type of case they're going to confront. And if the challenge at a trial is to persuade the fact finder, be it a judge or a jury, that certain things actually happened as opposed to other things, then you want to be able to explain them. And I find that, ironically enough, practicing in one area and working at trying to explain the concepts in that area to courts or juries helps me in other areas, both in understanding the concepts and in sort of interpreting them for people that aren't particularly familiar with it. And that's interesting. You learn a great deal.
Now, how have you thought about it now that we've had an election, and just in terms of what's going on Wall Street? Do you think that we're going to have more securities litigation, or do you think it's going to change in any respect?
It's difficult to know. I certainly think that the nature of the disputes that are likely to arise, and since that's mostly what I deal with, is disputes, will change. Some of the laws are pretty well established In the securities area, in the financial services area, there's been talk of some changes being made, Dodd-Frank and others, and exactly how that's going to affect the regulatory environment is not clear. And disputes have a way of arising out of changes that you would not normally expect to give rise to disputes. And so there's a certain amount of unpredictability that goes with the territory. But I do think that as the law changes, the nature of the conflicts that arise under it will change.
And talk about financial, besides financial services, another area with IP litigation. That's, again, one of the hottest areas, because there seems where litigation is mostly down in most areas besides financial services security, IP litigation seems to be way up. I just know that being in the staffing business, we can't get enough of IP litigation attorneys.
Yes, well, a big part of that is the patent litigation, which occupies a substantial proportion of the federal court cases. And there was a revolution in patent litigation going back some 30 years ago, where the attitude towards the enforcement of patents changed quite dramatically, so that the enforcement of patents is entirely legitimate now, and it's a business, and it involves significant rights. And as you develop technologies that are phenomenally valuable, be they medical devices — we just finished a trial involving medical devices — and or software technology, in the patent area particularly, there's been an explosion, even though with the America Invents Act, some of that dispute resolution has been drawn back into the patent office. There's still a lot of litigation. But then you have the ordinary trade secret litigation that has always been with us. It's just that the nature of the trade secrets has made them much more valuable in the modern economy. Intellectual property as a whole has become disproportionately valuable in terms of what it can do.
How did you get into this field or on this track? Was it a conscious decision, or was it, you know, just happened?
Well, becoming a lawyer was sort of coming out of college, and there were people who said I should always be a lawyer. I think to do what I do, you need to, I think, be comfortable and enjoy public speaking and talking, and more importantly, trying to present arguments in a persuasive way and present evidence. But you also, I think, have to be a bit of a detective, and there's that part of those of us who do this kind of work who like just uncovering the facts. And that's the portion of litigation that we refer to as discovery, where we subpoena people and we take their testimony on videotape in a conference room, and we question them about documents or emails. And oftentimes a case involves two conflicting theories of what happened. I said once to a jury that, in closing argument, that, you know, the first thing you ask yourself when you come into a room and your teenagers are maybe having an argument is, okay, what happened here? And finding out what happened here is just a fascinating part of almost every dispute that I've dealt
with.
By the time we get to trial, we theoretically know what happened, and we think we know what happened, and we're prepared to present evidence to persuade someone of that. But it may have been watching detective shows or reading detective novels when I was younger, but I find that the nature of the practice that I have, at least, gives me a chance to be a detective, at least in the early stages of litigation. And interviewing witnesses is a skill, and we have to work at it. So that's what we do.
Excellent. Now, do you think your engineering background has helped you, particularly with the intellectual property
Yes.
area?
Yes. I started out as a physics major, and I changed into government partway through, but I started with calculus courses and physics, just as my daughter is starting now in college, and she's a physics major herself.
Interesting.
But I was not sort of in the area of sort of advanced math. It was more mechanical physics, the structures of buildings, which is why we had a case here in Boston where I represented the convention center, and a very large convention center construction, a lot of engineering issues.
Right.
And those are the kinds of issues that I find I love dealing with and talking about and presenting what happened. And in the intellectual property area, it gets a little more complicated, and I have to work to learn as much as anybody else in some of the technologies. But once you learn it, it is something that you can then explain. And as I say, the people that resolve the disputes, juries or judges, they have to learn it as well. So it's good to be able to identify with them.
Absolutely.
Bob, if somebody wants to contact you or find you at Holland & Knight, how would they do that?
It's not hard. My name, Robert Kaler, lawyer, can be Googled, and my bio comes up pretty quickly, and it's all of my contact information is there. Holland & Knight is a large firm. We've got about 1,200 lawyers with offices in some 25 cities, mostly here in the United States, all across the country in all the major financial centers. And it's good for someone like me because I'm in New York a fair amount. We have a large New York office. I'm a member of the New York Bar and also the District of Columbia Bar, so we have a D.C. office as well, but Excellent. In the other cities as well around the country. So I'm not hard to find.
Excellent. Right. Your phone number?
Right. I'm sorry?
What's your phone number, please?
Oh, 617-854-1443.
Excellent.
Bob, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank
come
you.
Come back with some case studies some point.
I'd enjoy doing that.
I like that.
Thanks very much for having me.
With you on that.
Pleasure.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm here with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. And again, want to thank our friends for O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Solutions for hosting this week's show on The Record. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.